This followed the Mighty Warriors' failure to travel to the Ivory Coast to fulfill a 2016 Olympic Games qualifier after the Zimbabwe Football Association failed to raise enough funds to enable the team to travel to that country. The team had initially been penciled to fly out on Friday evening, only for the trip to be postponed to Saturday morning, and by the time of the game, which was supposed to be played Sunday, they were still stuck in Harare. As a result, the Mighty Warriors are now out of the 2016 Olympic Games and also face a ban from taking part in the qualifiers for the 2020 Games, as well as other Confederation of African Football or CAF competitions. On top of that, the Zimbabwe Football Association also faces a heavy fine from CAF for having entered the team in the competition in the first place. ZIFA have accepted blame but are also throwing stones at the government, claiming that all efforts to get their financial support did not bring the required results. In a statement, ZIFA said they last year presented their budget to the government for all their 2015 fixtures, but they did not have the money. However, soccer fans, including analyst Libert Nyakudzuka, said the ZIFA authorities have failed the football family.
I think it's a shame, really, on us as a country. I think it just shows the kind of leadership that we have in ZIFA.
He says this has long been incoming, adding that those at ZIFA should just call it quits because of the numerous blunders they've made.
It's sad to see Cuthbert Dule and his acolyte, Jonathan Mashingaize, just strutting their stuff today at the stadium when they couldn't actually send the girls to go and fulfill their match over then Cote d'Ivoire.
While the Mighty Warriors were at home pondering on the next move, the Young Warriors were on the field of play at Rufaro Stadium. Callisto Pasua's side were a big disappointment as they failed to beat South Africa's Amaglug Glug in a 2015 Africa Youth Championships first leg of the final qualifying round, just managing a 1-0 draw. The Young Warriors had to thank a last gasp penalty from Walt Msona for their 1-0 draw. Football commentator Stanley Katsande believes the Young Warriors can still go to South Africa and win in 2 weeks' time. Katsande says Callisto Pasua's patient groundwork will one day be rewarded.
Please remain focused, doing the right thing, and we will always support you. And I just hope one day a good break will come for him and he should be richly rewarded for this.
There were celebrations, however, in Davis Cup tennis, cricket and in boxing. The Zimbabwe Davis Cup team whitewashed visiting Moldova 5-0 in a 5-game Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 tie that ended at Harare Sports Club yesterday. The win says the Zimbabweans retain their place in the Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 next year, while Moldova have been relegated to the Euro-Africa Zone Group 3. At the same venue also yesterday, the Zimbabwe cricket team could afford a smile after they beat visiting India by 10 runs to equal the T20 series to 1-0. The Zimbabweans had lost the first T20 game by 54 runs and also lost the ODI series 3-0. But the weekend belonged to the boxing fraternity. World Boxing Council International Welterweight title holder Charles Manucci made a successful defense of his title when he brought down Gianluca Feza of Italy in 6 rounds, and for that matter, in Italy. The win will do well for Manucci's world ranking as he seeks to challenge for the World Boxing Council's top title held by Floyd Mayweather of the USA. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.